In Canada, we're seeing things be shut down. There are still brothers and sisters here in the United States that still have to do the COVID shuffle to try and get to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Not me. I was at a full church yesterday, unfortunately. My church was not maskless. A majority of it was maskless, but it was not all maskless. So what am I babbling on about here with the Easter season? Well, it's a season of joy. It's a season of joy here. And the idea that, and it really just gets to seeing people fighting for everything here. And it just seems like, man, you are wasting your time. Don't get me wrong. It is important to fight, so people can leave you alone, your political battles, but the ideas where people get so invested and just their whole lives are devoted to winning political fights. Why? Why are you trying to win a fight so you can govern other people? You shouldn't want that. It is a joyful season we're in. And we should take that into account. The fact that eternal life, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is now, thanks to what happened this weekend, available. It's available to us if by the grace of God, by the grace of God, right? If we're able to do so. So we go and we have our fun and we feast absolutely. As we should after our Lenten sacrifices. Although it's weird. I always find it very strange for people to go right back to what they sacrificed. Like, I gave up Snickers for 40 days. Come here, big Snickers bar. And they just start like drowning in them. And I, folks, was awful when I was in my youth. Because every year I would give up fast food. That was my way to, that was my big thing. And then the Monday after Easter, I would be back down at McDonald's and Burger King because, yeah, I was a young kid and access to fast food. And I would just start banging it down again. But as I get older, it's always weird. It's so weird, right? It's very strange to me to see people go back to the things they gave up. For me, I didn't necessarily do food this year. I did things that kept me more involved in modernity than I liked, like professional wrestling. I know some people think it's weird, but I was, folks, after all sports were taken from me, I got super invested in WWE. Like, I had the network, I watched all the pay-per-views. I was in it. And if you listen to my show, there was a reflection where you could hear it. I have no desire to go back. And I did it for what? I did it because it was too modern. They were doing some weird demon stuff in the shows. Scantily clad women running all over the place. And I'm just looking at it going, yeah, I don't really know if I need this. I was like, I don't know if I need this. So I gave it up, and I'm happy to say that I have no desire to go back to it. I have no desire to go back to it. And it's for me saying, listen, trying to detach from stuff in the world. And that was something that was taking up my time. Now I have more time to try and invest in other things and other projects. And moving forward. But it, and I don't know, if you gave up a food or a sweet or something like that, and you go back to it, I'm not going after you. Don't think, I can't believe it. That's my little weird. I just think if you're giving it up, maybe you should. If you go back to it, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's just something that I noticed. At least for me right now, I have no desire to go back to the things that I gave up. And I feel freer for it. I feel better for it. But see, mine was not like a food, right? Mine was not like a Snickers bar or something like that, or M&M's or something. Mine was something that I felt was damaging to me spiritually. So I used this Lent to really just detach from it. And the idea, as we do this, as we go through life, as we continue to move forward, and it's being presented to you and I, whether you're Catholic or you're Christian, a man or woman of goodwill, that the world doesn't like you. That the world is going to do whatever it can to try and break you. I must break you. That's what they're trying to do. Especially us. And it doesn't matter, you know, we were talking about before, baseball. I was talking with Christopher Lawrence on Crosstalk. Pure baseball, man. So many good memories I have of sitting in Fenway or sitting in McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, watching baseball games. My wife and I, baseball is particularly in. Special. I don't want to say it's important, but special to us. It's special to us because when we started dating, I was really still into baseball because I just moved from the Northeast, and I was, you know, being a good person who is in like a good girlfriend or boyfriend, you kind of hang out with somebody that likes something, even though you don't know what it is or you have no intention about it, but because you want to spend time with that person. So my wife she started coming with me to baseball games at Texas Stadium before it became whatever it is now. Back at the old Ranger Stadium. And my wife, because she's so good with numbers, she hooked on to baseball within an instant. It was amazing to watch. And my wife loves baseball. She loves it now. Because I was like, that's the pitch count. Ball strikes, batting percentage, and, you know, because my wife, she's like a calculator. She goes, that's amazing, and then, you know. So for baseball, the point of the story is that was something that we bonded over as a couple. Baseball was very important for us in our relationship. And so to have that ripped away because LeBron James and Magic Johnson and the woke industrial complex, even though you need an ID to go get a baseball, get your tickets at Will Call, get an ID to buy beer in the stadium, and LeBron James and Magic Johnson and the MLB probably will, within the next couple months, be asking you to go get a vaccine passport, which is an ID. They're just launching this, and we'll talk about it more later. But I'm using the example of Major League Baseball because something that is so pure and good and something that's so important is just being ripped away from us. Now, we have two choices, my brothers and sisters. We have two choices when this happens. We can get upset. We can do what they want, as Mike Church says, steal our joy. They can take that from you, and the desired response is sadness, grief, capitulation. That's what it is. Sadness, grief. I just want baseball back. So please, just give me whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm a racist. It's fine. Just give me my baseball back, please. Instead, we just have to be stronger than that. And say, all right, it was nice, it was fun, I miss it. But in the end, I'll find, my wife and I will find something else to bond over. Travel, books, whatever it is. We have a lot of other things. It was special for us because of the early part of our relationship, but it's just something else. We are being tasked. We are being faced. We are being given the choice as Catholics and Christians, especially in this Easter season, as we celebrate the ultimate triumph over death. What are we willing to do? Especially coming out of Lent, when we're in that penitential nature where we're giving up things and sacrificing. Now things are just going to be back, right? Oh, we're back. Well, things aren't necessarily back because they have decided that you don't get to have it. Okay. Well, A, you don't get to control what I enjoy and what I don't. And B, in the end, while sports is nice, I'll find something else. Now, that doesn't mean we're the minority. There's going to be a lot of people that will capitulate. And don't get me wrong, I've talked about it many times. I love watching sports. I've talked about the fact that I love basketball a lot. I'm one of the few in this group that actually enjoys watching professional basketball. I know we all like watching college, but professional basketball is kind of brutal to watch. I should start gardening, that's right. I should. I'm trying. Should. Although, I made a huge mistake yesterday, gentlemen. I made a very, very big mistake yesterday. The hugest of huge. Yeah. I decided to show my wife videos of Nigerian dwarf goats. And if you know what a Nigerian dwarf goat is, you realize how bad of an idea it was to show my wife a picture of them. Or show a video of them. Because now my wife is saying, we need to get Nigerian dwarf goats because they are adorable. They are adorable. But it's like, oh no. The people who know what I'm talking about, if you're, don't show your wife videos of Nigerian dwarf goats. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because they are the stupidest, most adorable animal on earth outside of little puppies.